The choir represents all congregation, which means when choir singing anthem, we are all singing together. That's why, okay? Good morning, church. Before we start, you know what to do, okay? Find two or three people we haven't spoken for a while with a big smile and say, God loves you and so do I, okay? Okay, stand up, please, if you're able, and find two, three people. God loves you and so do I. God loves you, and so do I. So do I, yeah. Thank you, Kevin. All right. I love this. This reminds us that we belong to one another, that we are seen and loved by God and by this community. Amen?
Amen.
Okay. On this second Sunday of Advent, I want to begin with a confession. And I'm guessing I'm not alone. Here is the thing, I do not like waiting. If I pull up a drive-thru and see six cars ahead of me, the Holy Spirit has to come down in power to keep me patient. If a web page takes more than half a second to load, I start clicking my mouse like it's broken. If UPS delay my package by one day, Lord have mercy. I start praying in tongues, waiting. Waiting is hard for many of us. And when Jesus tells a story about 10 bridesmaids waiting for bridegroom, I think Jesus knew this parable was going to hit us right where we live. Jesus said, five bridesmaids were wise and five were foolish. Let me put that in our modern terms. Imagine five bridesmaids who show up early, hair done, makeup on, comfortable shoes, extra battery pack, snack, water, tissue, and they know exactly where their purse is. They are ready. And the other five, they show up with Starbucks coffee, one shoe's untied, no idea where their phone is, and they say, wait, we need to bring oil? Maybe we are related to this story. Sometimes, and many times, that's us. We want to be wise in wise group. We want to be ready, but when life gets busy, stressful, overwhelmed, or simply distracting, we slip into foolish bridesmaid mode. A few years ago, I heard a story about a man rushing to the airport. He tried to get in the security line and realized that he forgot his passport at home. So he rushed back, barely made it again. then found out his flight was delayed for 3 hours. He sat there exhausted, frustrated, and angry. But across him, another person was also waiting for the same flight, smiling, calm, and relaxed. The frustrated man finally asked, "How are you so peaceful? The delay is ridiculous." And the other man said, "Sir, either way, the plane isn't leaving without me." Church, that's Advent. Jesus Christ isn't gonna forget us. He's not gonna take off without his people. But we are the ones who are struggling in the waiting. You know, we are living in this culture, in a culture where waiting is considered as suffering. Traffic tests our sanctification. Doctor's office tests our patience. Restaurant line tests our ability not to complain. And Wi-Fi outage tests our Christianity altogether. We hate waiting because waiting exposes our heart. Waiting forces us to slow down. Waiting makes us ask, "What's happening in my soul?" while nothing seems to be happening around me. In Matthew 25, the foolish bridesmaids were not really bad people. They were just unprepared for delay. They brought the lamp, but not the extra oil. They were ready for the moment, but not for the long delay. They were ready for excitement, but not endurance. And that's exactly what Advent revealed in us. Let me give you another picture. A little boy planted a seed in his backyard. Every morning, he ran outside yelling, "Did it grow yet? Did it grow yet?" He watered it. He stared at it, even talked to it. But after 1 week of seeing nothing, he kicked the dirt and said, "This seed doesn't work." Later that summer, something finally sprouted. He ran to his dad and saying, "Look, a miracle." But his father smiled and said, "No, son, it's not a miracle. That plant was growing the whole time. You just couldn't see it. You just couldn't see it." Church, sometimes God is growing things in our heart during the waiting. We just can't see it yet. In 2025, your lamp might be your Sunday worship, but your extra oil is your weekday walk with Christ. Your lamp might be your outward Christian appearance, but your extra oil is your inward devotion. Your lamp is the faith people can see. Your extra oil is the faith God sees. Here are the extra oils looks like in today's world. Staying prayerful when life gets loud. opening scripture before opening your phones, keeping hope when the news is discouraging, choosing kindness even when the world is angry, loving people before judging them, trusting God when he seems silent, carrying peace when everyone else carries panic. This is the oil that keeps our lamp lit for a long time. But let's be honest about this moment we're living in. We are tired. People are anxious. The world feels overstimulated, overlooked, and overwhelmed. Everyone is running. Everyone is rushing and reacting. Advent calls us to step out of that rhythm and into a different one. Waiting, listening, preparing, anticipating, paying attention. It's not passive, it's not empty, it's not wasted time. Advent teaches us that waiting is the classroom where God shapes our souls. Jesus said, "The bridegroom came at midnight." Let's be real. If Jesus came back at midnight today, half of the church would be asleep. The other half would be scrolling. Someone would be microwaving leftovers. And at least one person would be shouting, "Lord, give me 5 minutes. I cannot find my shoes." And Jesus would gently ask us, "Did you bring oil or just excuses?" But here is the good news. Jesus doesn't shame us in our waiting. He invites us to grow in it. At its heart, this parable teaches that Christian anticipation is very active, not passive. It is shaping, not installing. It is preparing, not panicking. It is hopeful, not hurried. When we anticipate Christ, we look beyond the moment. We hold on to eternal hope. We expect God's movement. We live as people ready for joy, not fear. Wise bridesmaids were not better people. They were simply prepared for God to be God, even when the timeline doesn't make sense. So, church, as we journey through Advent, if you feel weary, carry extra oil. If you feel overwhelmed, carry extra oil. If you feel spiritually empty, ask God to fill your vessel again. If you're discouraged, slow down and wait, because the one you are waiting for is already drawing near. Let's be a church that waits well, not anxiously, not hurriedly, but faithfully, joyfully, expectantly, because bridegroom is coming. And he is worth the wait. Let us pray. Loving God, as we enter this second week of Advent, teach us how to wait well. Fill our heart with the oil of your hope, your peace, and your love. When life feels rushed, slow us down, O God. When we grow tired, strengthen us. When we feel distracted, draw us close to you again, O God. Make us ready, not rushed, not fearful, not worryful, but faithful. Help us to keep our lamp burning as we wait for you coming. We trust you. We love you. We look for you with grateful heart. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.